Hello, my friend. I'm Shashidhar CN from ShashidharCN.com. Napoleon Hill's masterpiece, Think and Grow Rich, has influenced and inspired more men and women to achieve their dreams and is easily the bestseller of a book of all time. In this episode, number 2, a 50-cent lesson in persistence. We explore how a young child influenced and won over a man who was in a position of authority. Do subscribe, like, and share my podcast. Mr. Darby, whom we are familiar from episode 1, narrates the story of how one afternoon he was helping his uncle grind wheat at a mill and a small colored child who is the daughter of a tenant, walked in and took a place near the door. The uncle looked up and roughly asked the girl what she wanted. The girl meekly replied that her mother had sent her to collect the 50 cents owed to her by the uncle. The uncle said that he will not pay the money and asked her to go home. The girl said yes, but did not budge an inch. The uncle went about doing his work without realizing this. After some time, he noticed that the girl was still standing there by the doorway, and in anger, he dropped the bag he was loading onto the hopper and picked up a barrel stave to throw at the girl. As he advanced menacingly, the girl stepped forward a step and on top of her voice told that her mother had sent her to get the 50 cents owed by him. The uncle stopped short, reached into his pockets and picked up the 50 cents and handed it over to the girl. He had been conquered by this tiny little girl just by dint of her sheer perseverance. The uncle sat down, unable to comprehend what had happened just then. Mr. Darby was also thinking how this was the first time he had seen a colored child master an adult white person. Mind you, I am talking about the time in America when slavery, even though officially abolished, but it was still embedded in the psyche of Americans. What was the strange power that the child used that whipped Mr. Darby's uncle? The answer to this question will be provided in the later chapters of the book and in our forthcoming episodes. Keep your mind alert to know the answers in the next episode. You will find ideas that will increase your receptivity and provide the same irresistible power to you. Mr. Darby said that he found this example of the small colored girl inspiring and drew strength from that fact when he became one of America's top insurance salesmen. He told that his sales were made largely after people said no to him in the first instance. He also said that the 3 feet away from gold episode was also a great learning experience for him. One sound idea is all that is needed for success. Mr. Hill makes a suggestion. When riches begin to come, they come so quickly in such great abundance that one wonders where they have been hiding during all those lean years. This is an astounding statement because we have always been told that riches come only to those who work hard and long. When you begin to think and grow rich, you will observe that riches begin with a state of mind, with definiteness of purpose, with little or no hard work, almost. Most people always think of the word impossible when anything like this is presented before them. This book was written for those who who seek the rules which have made others successful and are willing to stake everything on those rules. Success comes to those who are success conscious. Note the word success conscious. Failure comes to those who indifferently allow themselves to become failure conscious. The objective of this book is to help people learn the art of changing their minds from failure consciousness to success consciousness. Another weakness is the habit of measuring everything according to our self-beliefs. The book also covers the famous story of Henry Ford asking his engineers to create a V8 engine, which at that time seemed impossible. But Mr. Ford was persistent and would not take no for an answer. After lots of efforts, trials, and tribulations, the V8 engine was finally created. Mr. Hill says that Mr. Ford understands the principles of success and has applied them diligently to create the riches that he wanted. And in this particular example, Mr. Ford followed the principle of persistence. Mr. Hill also gives the example of Mr. Jennings Randolph, a congressman who was inspired by Mr. Hill's lecture at his college as a graduating student. Mr. Hill's lecture had such a powerful impact on the student that he adopted those principles and later went on to represent his state in the Congress. He later wrote to Mr. Hill and requested that his example and the principles that he followed be included in the book so that it could inspire others to benefit from the principles just like it had benefited him. Stay tuned to further episodes as we reveal more about how the power of perseverance coupled with the other principles mentioned in the book Think and Grow Rich can help make you successful. Do you agree with this? Share, like, comment, and let's have an enriching conversation on this topic, which troubles all entrepreneurs. I invite you to a free masterclass with my friend and mentor Vic Streisius on how to build a dream business online in 30 days and earn $1,000 per month. Sounds interesting? Click this link to watch this life-changing masterclass now. Thank you, bye-bye, and see you in the next episode.